Forensic specialists are painstakingly examining the areas where two bombs exploded Monday along the final stretch of the Boston Marathon. Surveillance videos are being examined frame by frame, and the public's being urged to bring pictures and video that was taken along the marathon route to the police. Richard DeLaurier, the special agent in charge of the Boston FBI office, said no one is in custody. At a news conference this morning, DeLaurier said agents have been interviewing witnesses.
Our investigation certainly will not be confined very likely to the city limits of Boston. It would extend out to the eastern Massachusetts area. This will be a worldwide investigation. We will go where the evidence and the leads take us. We will go to the ends of the earth to identify the subject or subjects who are responsible for this despicable crime.
DeLaurier declined comment on reports that law enforcement officials searched an apartment in the Boston suburb of Revere earlier today in connection with the investigation into the bombings. There have been no claims of responsibility. Three people were killed, including an 8-year-old boy from Boston. 176 people were injured and 17 are in critical condition, according to Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis. Davis and other law enforcement officials at this morning's news conference appealed for help from the public. The commissioner said photos and video taken by people along the route of the marathon may contain clues.
Naturally, photos taken closer to the blast, just before, just after, those are going to be critical, and we're going to try to prioritize those. But it would give us the photos and as much information that can help the investigators move forward.
Davis said the area had been swept twice for bombs, including one just an hour before the explosions.
But because there is unrestricted access to the race course, simply because it's 28 miles long, people can come and go and bring items in and out.
Authorities also sought to reassure the public. Governor Deval Patrick said there were no unexploded devices found. The only bombs were the two that detonated. The governor and law enforcement officials said there are no known imminent threats.
Everyone should expect continued heightened police presence, and everyone should continue personally to be vigilant.
Security is heightened in Boston. There are police and National Guard troops armed with assault rifles keeping watch outside hotels, hospitals, government buildings, and at train and subway stations. The superintendent of the Massachusetts State Police, Colonel Timothy Albin, said the heightened security will be in place for several days.
We're doing that for the comfort of the public. We're looking for cooperation from the public. It's not to inconvenience anyone, and we don't think that it will be. You might also see an enhanced presence at Logan Airport as well.
A 12-block area of Boston's Back Bay neighborhood remains blocked off by metal barriers and guarded by police. Residents are not being allowed to go to their homes, and businesses are closed in the area that is home to many upscale restaurants and retailers. Boston Mayor Tom Menino said the city has received offers of help from around the world.
We're a strong city, a lot of people willing to work together to make this a better place for all our people. And so as we gather here today with all our officials, let's say Boston will overcome.
Menino praised the quick response of emergency medical personnel for preventing further loss of life. I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.